Welcome back to Patriots.com, another CampCast for Friday, August 3rd, 2007. Patriots just off the field from a morning walkthrough that began at 10:30, a slight change from the previous schedule that was at 9 a.m., and another example of why fans are always suggested to check Patriots.com for the most up-to-date schedules of practice, because it is a fluid situation that can change at any time at the discretion of one Bill Belichick. And when he makes a change, it sticks. So the team back out there, Paul, shorts, jersey, helmets, but it was a walkthrough. There wasn't a lot going on, and you know the one nice thing is you do get to see the PUP players, so they were back out there, save for David Thomas. We had Richard Seymour, Eddie Jackson, Chad Jackson, Troy Brown, Dante Stallworth on the field, but we did not see David Thomas, and we saw Randy Moss back on the field in jersey and helmet. What did you think of the practice, Paul?
Well, Garrett Mills, too. It's the first we've seen of Garrett Mills in a long time.
Yes.
To be honest with you. And he was in helmet and catching some passes coming out of, you know, as part of the offense. Not surprising to see them, you know, shorts and in helmets because of the workload that they've had in recent days. Four straight practices in full pads, which, as far as I can remember, I don't remember that many consecutive full pad workouts. And last night,
and I just wanted to add, in four straight days in pads when it was... Yeah. 85 to 90 plus degrees.
In the last 2 days, it's been very humid again,
so.
Hazy, hot, humid. So not surprising to see Bill kind of, you know, take his foot off the gas pedal a little bit. The walkthroughs, it's hard to really come up with a lot of observations because, you know, it is exactly what the word would indicate. It's half speed. It's just kind of going through all the assignments, and that's why the PUP guys are out there that are actually getting a chance to see the application of what they're trying to do every day in between rehabbing. You know, in the film room. So it was good to see the guys like Seymour and Dante Stallworth was moving around a little bit too, and that was obviously a positive sign.
Because Stallworth, we don't really have any injury information on. No surprise here, but you know, it's good to see he's, you know, up and about, and at least lend you to believe at some point in the near future or down the road he'll be able to come off PUP and practice. And it's interesting because those guys, I mean, you're talking about some key parts of this team are on PUP right now. You have Richard Seymour, who obviously is up front, as important as anybody on that defense. Troy Brown is going to have a role with this team. Bill Belichick's been telling us all along. Dante Stallworth expected to be one of the top new guns at receiver. And with Moss already down, you were in a position where, you know, maybe you're not going to have your top two free agent acquisitions at, you know, trade and free agent at receiver. So
yeah, with all those guys, only eight receivers. You know, it was almost like last year all over again. There was only eight receivers dressed for the last two practices, last three, actually. So, you know, as much as you think you put yourself in a position where depth is not going to be a problem, it can hit, and it can hit at any time. And you had three guys on PUP plus Randy Moss, you know, at the receiver position. So
you mentioned Mills getting back out there. Matt Krancheck missed a practice last night.
Well,
but
he missed
was
about
back
15 minutes of practice. He was a very short amount of time.
So now you had Watson and Krancheck, and for the first time, Mills. So you had three tight ends on the field for the first time since the first day of camp.
Yeah.
They've been slim in numbers there. Nick Kazier's taken some reps. A few other guys have had to take some scout team reps. But Dave Thomas not out there. How concerned are you with the depth at that position at this point in training camp?
Well, I think it obviously, ties your hands a little bit in terms of what you want to do on a day-to-day basis at camp. I'm not overly concerned long-term because I think Kyle Brady will be a part of that group. And if they deem Garrett Mills worthy of being part of that group, then I think, you know, he doesn't look like he's seriously injured. He's out there today, as we said, you know, with the helmet on, moving around, catching some passes. So, I would think that physically – these guys would be in the picture for 2007 if Belichick wants it that way. Again, you know, I'm not sure offensively what we're going to see, and we did get a chance to hear Josh McDaniels today a little bit, the offensive coordinator who addressed the media. He said nothing about changes to the offense, but did kind of allude to maybe altering which plays they're actually called based on the new personnel and all the new toys as it was presented to him. So I think that's going to be one of the things interesting to watch once the preseason gets underway, the formations, how many multiple receiver sets we see as opposed to multiple tight end sets that we've seen in the past.
Looking at the other side of the ball on defense, again, a walkthrough, and we had some team segments and some goal line segments, you know, but still all a walkthrough. I thought the one guy that was a little bit interesting that stood out in the practice was Oscar Lua, who, with Adalis Thomas not on the practice field... Adalis Thomas not on the practice field, but that's about as much information as we can offer. We did not have a press conference with Bill Belichick this morning. Instead, Josh McDaniels spoke, so we did not get an update on Thomas's status. But, you know, we kind of speculated in our own right that it may have been just one of those veteran days off because he has four straight practices and pads, a physical night session last night. You know, he's been out there for every rep of every practice trying to learn a new system. And we've already seen guys get some time off here or there in camp with Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Tom Brady. So it wouldn't be out of the question for a guy like Adalys Thomas at this point to get a, you know, get a breather here and maybe recollect himself as he's, you know, learning a new environment, new teammates, new defense, everything. But Oscar Lua filled in with some of the quote-unquote first-team reps in the walkthrough on defense. They were doing a few different personnel groupings with Junior Seau, Mike Vrabel doing some different things, moving around the field, and Lua was next to Teddy Bruschi. You know, it's interesting to see him sort of in that grouping, even if it's just for a day. At this point, do you think he's a guy that legitimately could work his way into a roster spot and maybe some repetitions with, you know, backup linebacker on the inside?
Well, I'm going to say yes to the first question and no to the second. I think he legitimately could work himself into a roster spot. I'm not sure that he's ready to take part, you know, barring, you know, a significant right. level of injuries. I'm not sure he's at that level. What I did find interesting, though, was Corey Mays is a guy who has a year in the system. Now, it might be as simple as maybe they picture Corey as more of the weak side, you know, the mm-hmm. Bruschi, you know, spot, and not necessarily the Mike. But I did think, you know, regardless, that it was interesting that Lou is the guy they chose to put out there with the other options, and the guy who's been in the system for over a year now, Mays, wasn't there. So.
And Eric Alexander wasn't in there. Eric Alexander could sure. have been in that spot. Now, you certainly don't want to read too much into it, but can't be a bad sign for a young player at this point, you know, a week into his training camp career in New England. To be out there with the ones, you know, lining up next to Teddy Bruschi and doing those things. So definitely a positive in his development, something that we can keep an eye on moving forward in camp as we start to try to figure out who some of these new faces, these young players that might carve out a role as a Pierre Woods did last year, who some of these guys might be, and maybe Lua is, you know, taking a first step in that direction.
That's what the summer's for. That's what we That's have right. to watch for. We'd find out who's, you know, which those last 10 guys, that, you know, they're going to change all the time. That's what makes these preseason games worth watching.
And that's why fans who do come out to training camp get a step up on some of their fellow fans and can be the smarter guy at the party on opening day when they're playing the Jets. But we do remind you once again, if you are planning to come out, and a lot of fans have, came out to practice today even despite the heat, but check Patriots.com before you come to get the most updated schedule. And before we leave you, one more fact. Tom Brady turned 30 today.
We should probably add also, no practice tomorrow.
No practice tomorrow.
On Saturday.
If they had checked Patriots.com, they'd know that.
What time's the practice Sunday?
Five to seven will be the next time the Patriots
will be on
the field.
So that's also a slight change.
So, but when in doubt, check Patriots.com for the most up-to-date schedule. And happy birthday, Tom Brady.
Peace out.